This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Rolls Oconee Historical Society. Earl Chapin interviewed Dr. Lawrence Parker and many of his acquaintances in Rolls Oconee to create this story about Dr. Parker, which was included in Hazel Wahlberg's book, Remembrances, in about 1980. Dr. Lawrence Parker, the great physiognomist of London, England, stood at the end of the rutted street and cursed the stars. Dr. Parker did not curse the constellation under which he was born, nor all the stars of heaven. His gaze was on the Big Dipper, which hung like a great saucepan over the palpitating green flame of the aurora. It told him that he was about as far north as he could get and still be in the United States. And that, with winter coming on, Parker told himself emphatically, was a hell of a note. Parker could catch the odor of the dying forest which encroached on every side of the frontier village of Roseau, Minnesota. It had been great fun all this summer long, playing to capacity crowds in the Midwest towns the railways had spawned. His troupe had grown from 4 to 12 entertainers. Profits had fattened his purse. Each night from the stage of various narrow barns called opera houses, Parker had delivered lectures on healthcare, after which the audience was given the opportunity to buy Kickapoo Indian Remedy. Each day, Dr. Parker held office hours in rooms rented in the local hotel. To the great physiognomist of London, England, came the accumulated ailments of the community, both numerous and wonderfully varied. Most of the ailments were either minor or imaginary. For such, nothing was better than a bottle of Kickapoo Remedy. Dr. Parker knew its ingredients and their attributes, a mild laxative, a drug supposed to stimulate a torpid liver, licorice for flavoring, and all this liberally laced with alcohol. The doctor was sure one claim of the patent medicine was valid. It was good for constitutional inertia. People who wouldn't be caught dead in a saloon praised it as an incomparable tonic. Only yesterday, the doctor had dismissed a Baptist minister afflicted with melancholia with 3 bottles of this stuff. It was the increasing number of patients who were really ill that troubled Dr. Parker. He was well versed in internal medicine, and he carried on his travels a good supply of drugs, which he prescribed and compounded as need indicated. But his pharmacopoeia could have been larger had he stayed in one place. And after you left your patients, then what became of them? The death of summer, so palpable in the northern air, had given the young impresario a melancholia of his own that Kickapoo Remedy could alleviate. He recalled, as he had so many times before, the parting words of his mother when he had left his ancestral home in England. "Laurie, whatever your hand findeth to do, do it with all your heart." Dr. Parker did everything with zest, but he didn't think that was exactly what his mother had meant. These things young Parker turned over in his mind as he walked back up the street and turned in at the hotel. In his room, he was greeted by his stage manager, Bix Swain. With a sardonic grin, Bix handed him a copy of the Roseau Region just off the press. In bold headlines, it denounced Dr. Parker as a fraud and charlatan. The blast was no surprise to Parker. The editor of the Roseau Region was also the local druggist, and he had been greatly aggrieved by the competition of the medicine show. "The Times will be next," said Swain. "The Times" was published by a local lawyer. "The gruesome twosome," he added. Parker read on. "The fulsome foursome," he commented. "The druggist, the lawyer, the doctor, and the banker." "Well, we were going to wind up the show for the season anyway." "We are, tomorrow night, after I've delivered my last lecture on the leading citizen of Roseau." "It'll be nice to get back to civilization," said Swain. "I'm not going back." "What?" "I'm going to stay here. I'm going to open a drugstore myself and start a medical practice. Nobody's going to shove me around." "You're crazy," exclaimed Swain. Which is what a lot of other astonished people said of Dr. Parker in the years to come, as he gained fame as the wilderness physician. I'll read more of this story of Dr. Parker next week. It goes on to describe a family of accomplished ancestors in England, well-educated and accomplished in publishing and museum keeping. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our Coney stories.